mark draft too.
All right, that's correct. Now, right. We'll put it, I'll talk with Harry McPherson. He wants an explanation and an insertion, right?
Yes, he's here. I'm with him if you want to talk to him.
And you, the president?
Yes.
Oh, that's fine. I'll,
okay.
I don't need to unless he does something he wants to.
I'm just holding on.
That's that draft's cut down to about 1,600, I think.
That's correct.
Yeah. Although I didn't ever work on it.
He also wants to add that he was against 14 million.
All right.
I'll ask him. He's reading something.
Well, that's all right.
Oh, wait, he means something. Have something.
Yeah, Bill, I think we ought to have the reasons why we were for repeal of 14B.
All right.
Now, you want to bear in mind, I'm in a difficult situation because I voted for Taft-Hartley. I voted to override the president. I made a campaign on it for the Senate. It was the principal issue in 48. I won by 87 votes. But my position is and has been in the last, since 1960. That we tried my formula and it did not work.
That's right.
And that I have tried this constant labor unrest and so on and so forth. And I think that we could better solve it this way. And I'm willing to try their formula for a while. And if I feel that way about 14B here, I feel that way about it in Guam. And that we've had a temporary interruption. That's a Republican leader. Blocked us in the Senate, and we had to have cloture, and we didn't have the votes for it, but that we're going to recommend it in our message next year.
Very good. That'll
veto it now.
That'll be good. That'll make that speech good both for the audience and for the country.
It ought to give the Republicans all the campaign money they need, though. We got to think about that. When I do that, they'll really go out and sack it up. I don't believe it. What do you think about that?
Let's see what it looks like. I think the argument is, or the point is right, and just in the coldest political terms,
I think one other thing you ought to give a little thought to, you ought to give a little thought to this type of bill that they passed, modifying it a little bit, and saying now we've got to find some answer to these strikes that give us trouble. And I said in my State of the Union, and I was going to submit something, and I haven't been able to do it. It looks like something that might go along this line and kind of take the resolution that finally passed the Senate, something of that general type.
Well, we go pretty far in that last two or three pages to indicate that there can't be any more of this.
I know,
and that we do have. Do you want to get recommendations from that committee on that or not?
Labor management?
Yeah.
I sure would. Yeah.
Okay, I've got that in this draft. And
tell them I'm asking. I've asked them to, and I'm asking them again. Try to come up with something.
Right.
And if they don't, we're going to have to take something along this line and submit it.
Yeah. Will do.
Well, maybe you just decide whether you think it ought to go in there or not. But
all right.
That's something to think about.
I'll fiddle with this tonight and have it for you in the morning.
Let me ask you this question before you leave now.
Right.
They tell me you're getting ready to have a good speech, so put some good lead in there because we don't want to let them down out there. We want a few hooray lines and look at the bottom of each before you get that period and see if there's anything in it to applaud.
All right. I talked to the advanced people out there today.
What did they say?
Well, I talked to them a little about what kind of thing they want some warming up. I think they want a little more warming up than it's a good idea to give them. But this would be along the lines of what you say. And they also said it'd be a good idea, and I should have done it, to talk about your being in the Senate at the same time Pat McNamara was. And you worked with him on this minimum wage thing, which now comes to head. Are you going to sign that on Monday? Does that...
No, they're not. They're Republicans. There's some damned idiot up there told them. We'd like to have it, so they don't. But what I want to do is go to the Garmin district somewhere.
Well,
I'd carry it right into Bobby's tank camp.
See, that's a 10 strike.
I told David Dominski from the ranch the other day that if he'd get every goddamn one of them, they'd close off about 2 miles of stuff out there and get those Jewish garment workers hanging out the windows.
For God's sake.
That I'd come and we'd parade and we'd sign it and we'd start out and give them the story of the 25 cents an hour when I was the first Texan that I signed a petition to draft a caucus and force it on Sam Rayburn to have a minimum wage law and it's 25 cents an hour.
Well, I'd love to work on that one.
Well, you can. Just start to work on the statement now.
All right.
And we ought to work on unemployment compensation. I'd have every damn one of these fellas you had here last night and everything else and give them a reception after unemployment compensation over at your department, have them the White House ceremony signing, or have them in the afternoon, and we can have it in the East Room when the tourists are not going through, and then give them cocktails. I think we need to improve ourselves. I sent John Macy to see your man today and offer him New Zealand or Trinidad or Iceland or about a half a dozen places.
Yeah.
And tell Meany to tell him to take them. Meany told me he'd get him to do it. Now, Meany says the Hall thing's going to work out. Said Hall says he's already done it and he's ready to work out.
That's right. They followed up on that this morning. Jim Reynolds is working with him today. I haven't gotten a fill in on it. But I think that's on the way.
Well, you work on this speech. Now, let me ask you this. I'm giving a little thought to just going up and saying, it looks like you've got several billion over, and looks like we're going to have several billion in defense here need, and I'm going to ask you to come on and vote a tax bill and go all the way and have a 10% corporation surtax, 10% individual surtax, make it effective immediately with the message.
All right, I sent through today.
Now, what would happen there, that includes investment credit and all that stuff added on. But they might, Congress wouldn't do it, but I've had one little thought. I believe they might say Johnson's not a politician, the Congress is.
Well, you know that better than I do. A lot better. I sent you a memorandum today that you would have gotten yet. I didn't like the one yesterday afternoon because it seemed to me halfway in between. And you just, I don't think, can jump across a chasm in two jumps. I personally would support what you're talking about now much more than I would the one we were looking at last night. I've sent you a memorandum that would have a package in it that is a little different mix from that. But, if I thought that what you're talking about now would pass, I wouldn't have any question about it, I think.
Well, if it didn't pass, wouldn't it look like Congress just...
No, sir, I guess I see that one the other way. I don't...
You think it looked like they refuted it?
That's right. It might help a little bit on this year's election, but who's running?
Think about it. We'll have some time, I can reach you, I guess, by phone.
Oh, yes. Oh, sure.
Now, work on that speech before you get away.
Will do.
Fine.
Fine.